With no further ado, DePaul radio DJ, Shelby Mongan.
Woo! I have visual aids, which is shitty for a podcast. Okay. Sorry, Dwight.
I like standing.
Oh my god!
You can sit if you want. Okay. This is also really funny because I don't know about it. Shit, I didn't think of that. This is kind of funny because a lot of you don't know me. And you might judge me after this. I hope to God you won't. We'll see. Who knows? So, one of the things I think is really interesting talking about going home is that a lot of time the place that we go home to is somewhere that we love, somewhere that brings us comfort, brings us joy. And for me, one of the places that I am most at home is a place that reminds me of a time in which I was miserable, which I think is hilarious, so I'm going to talk about that today. Okay, this is like the part I've been nervous about for a week. I have a picture of me when I was 12. I stand behind this picture, sort of. And I'm just going to show it to you and explain what's happening. So this is a picture of me with my freshly bleached hair in the front. It was blue. I wrote lyrics on the mirror and took a picture in them. And then I put it on my Zanga. The pan out of this picture is hilarious because I'm like perched on our kitchen or like our bathroom sink. And I'm like leaning in the mirror trying to take it. It was awful. I talked to my mom about that time recently, and she had to laugh and said, I don't know how I dealt with you, which is funny. And at that time, I listened to bands that looked like this. And like this. Like this. I had this poster in my room. And like this. It's a good time. It's a good time. I was a mini wannabe punk. I loved bands that were dripping with eyeliner, that wrote lyrics that waffled between sappy things about a girl that they loved and prepubescent fuck you to communities that they knew nothing about. I loved them. I shopped at Hot Topic. I loved wearing black nail polish. To me, this was a community that spoke to me, which is strange. And I bring this up because recently I was doing dishes and I put on music and I was listening to Yellow Card. I was so happy. I love that band. And I was thinking about why I love them. And it wasn't just because it's fun to dance around my kitchen and scream Ocean Avenue. It's also because it reminds me of feeling at home. But that takes me back to a time, that time, the blue hair and lyrics on the mirror time, where I wasn't very happy. I was actually pretty dramatically unhappy. I was a very, very smart kid, a fairly awkward, pudgy, and too outgoing kid in a middle school where I graduated with 46 other people. I did not fit in. I was fairly well-liked, but I never felt like I belonged there. I wasn't girly enough. I wasn't funny enough. I wasn't athletic enough. I was too tall, which looking at me now is confusing, but I was too tall at the time. All of these different ways that I didn't fit in. And the first time that I stumbled on the band Good Charlotte, which is a dreadful yes, please laugh. They're horrible. But they were from Maryland, and damn it, I loved them. And the first time that I heard them, there was something in that I identified with, something that I got. And I'm not a punk. Like, I think it's funny, because I never went to punk shows. I was scared of punk shows. I was pretty sure they were going to yell at me. I still shopped at Old Navy, so I felt like I wasn't going to fit in there. I didn't get a part of this movement. I couldn't make music. I had a Zanga, but that was just minor angst. It was nothing interesting or creative or developing to the movement. I wasn't in that group. But I still loved the music, because something about not fitting in and not understanding and not being a part of something, and they sang about that, and I got that, and I understood it, and I loved it. And so it made sense for me at the time. But now, years later, much more secure in who I am, much more sure of who I am, wearing a lot less black nail polish, and a lot less shirts from Hot Topic, I still love this music, and I still love thinking about this time, and I was trying to kind of, I was racking my brain and reflecting about what it was that I loved. And what I've stumbled on and what it reminds me of and why I love it so much is it reminds me that I'm still that kid. Like, I'm still that kid. I am trying to fit into a different group, and there are still groups that I don't fit into. But I'm still that kid. And it's very humbling to remember that you're still weird and awkward, and some people don't like you, and sometimes you like stuff that's weird and not good, but you love it, and you like it, and you care about it a lot. It's a reminder of who I was, but it's a reminder of who I still am. So yes, it's a little painful, and yes, we all laugh when I say good Charlotte. I laugh too. But I'm really thankful for that humbling reminder. Thank you.
I'm gonna attempt to defend Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. Okay? And thank you. And here's why. That album is like if Pink Floyd and Meatloaf fucked and had a baby. It is like
it's an awesome Queen album.
It's just this wonderfully bombastic and somewhat stupid concept album, and it's great. It's like unabashed awesome rock and roll. And I really think Black Parade is a great record.
So, and they perform it in character too.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Nice! There you go. Also, My Chemical Romance, super tight with Grant Morrison, who, other than Bruce Springsteen, is my homeboy. So, let's watch what we say about My Chemical Romance. All right.
Jerks. Got it! Yeah, nailed it!